Happy Mother's Day, mothers. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, mothers. So I was asking the Lord what to start the service with today, and He laid it on my heart to read in Proverbs about the radiant bride. Proverbs 31. He said to read the whole thing, so we'll read the whole thing. Yeah. I'm in the Passion Translation, by the way. Who could ever find a wife like this one? She is a woman of strength and mighty valor. She's full of wealth and wisdom. The price paid for her was greater than many jewels. Her husband has entrusted her, his heart to her, for she brings him the rich spoils of victory. All throughout her life, she brings him what is good and not evil. She searches out continually to possess that which is pure and righteous. She delights in the work of her hands. She gives out revelation. Come on. Truth to feed others. Oh, I love that. Truth to feed others. She is like a trading ship bringing divine supplies from the merchant. Even in the night season, she arises and sets food on the table for hungry ones in her house and for others. She sets her heart upon a field and takes it as her own. She labors where to plant the living vines. She wraps herself in strength, might, and power in all her works. She tastes and experiences a better substance, and her shining light will not be extinguished, no matter how dark the night. She stretches out her hands to help the needy, and she lays hold of the wheels of government. Come on. She is known by her extravagant generosity to the poor, and she always reaches out her hands to those in need. She is not afraid of tribulation, and for all her household is covered in the dual garments of righteousness and grace. Her clothing is beautifully knit together, a purple gown of exquisite linen. Her husband is famous and admired by all, sitting as a venerable judge of his people. Even her works of righteousness she does for the benefit of her enemies. Bold power and glorious majesty are wrapped around her as she laughs with joy over the latter days. Her teachings are filled with wisdom and kindness as loving instructions pours from her lips. She watches over the ways of her household and meets every need they have. Her sons and daughters arise in one accord to extol her virtues, and her husband arises to speak of her in glowing terms. There are many valiant and noble ones, but you have ascended above them all. Charm can be misleading and beauty is vain and so quickly fades. But this virtuous woman lives in the wonder, awe, and fear of the Lord. She will be praised throughout eternity. So go ahead and give her the credit that is due, that she has become a radiant woman and all her loving works of righteousness deserve to be admired at the gateways of every city. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for mothers. Thank you for the women in our lives, Lord. Thank you that they can multitask like this scripture so clearly defined, Lord. Father, and it's all because of you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you for divinely constructing us, creating us, purposing us, setting us on a journey with you, Lord. So, Father, we worship you. We worship you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
shared last week about Isaiah 6, when Isaiah is taken up or in a vision, he's standing before the throne of God, and he is fully overwhelmed by the presence of God. He's filled with awe and terror at what he's seeing. And at the end of this couple of verses, the Lord says, "Who will go for us? Who will be our messenger?" And even struck by the care of everything, Isaiah says, "Here I am. Send me. I will go." And I am not a Bible scholar by any means. I am not a Bible expert at all. I barely know anything in Hebrew, but there's this one phrase that I heard years ago. And it's the Hebrew phrase for "here I am," "Hineni." And I don't know why that has stuck with me so much, but every time I hear that, I'm just struck by the absolute surrender of what this means, because "Hineni" is not just "here I am," like, "oh, I'm here." It is a deep, deep, deep meaning of "I am fully present. I'm fully focused on you. I am fully ready to be obedient to your calling, Lord, whatever it looks like. I fully, fully, fully surrender myself to you." And it's the same phrase that Abraham says right before the Lord tells him to go sacrifice his son. It's the same phrase that Moses said when the Lord is speaking to him through the burning bush. And it is just deep and powerful and just crippling. The declaration of "here, I am here. I am fully available to you. I am fully present. I am fully focused on you. There is nothing that can steer me away from you. I don't want what the world has to offer me. I just want you, because your way is so much better, Lord. I don't want anything else. I give you my heart. I give you my soul and my mind. Every aspect of my life is yours." And then this song came in my mind as we already had our set list. And I'm like, "No, we need to do this one now." So I just feel as a house, as the bride of Christ, as his body, we just need to declare this over everything, of that the fear of the Lord will be bigger than the fear of man, of the fear of the future, of whatever is ahead of us. Because Jesus has it. All we have to do is surrender to him and be like, "I am yours. Use me. Send me out, Lord." I just want us to sing that again and just declare that over your life, over everything. And just say, "Jesus, I am here. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Use me."
All together worthy, all together.
we're going to move into tithes and offering now. Spirit of worship, I've got a helper up here with me today. She's going to be my bag holder. So I was asking the Lord what to talk about during offering today, and the word tools came up. And I'm like, okay, Lord, how am I going to talk about tools for offering? You're going to have to help me with that. Could you go ahead and put the offering slide up, and we'll have that up here so people know how to give. And so anyway, here's the tools that he came up with me for me to do. So go ahead and just hold it open for me so I can get in it. Yeah. So I wear a lot of hats in life. I think we probably all wear a lot of hats in life, right? I don't wear them for fashion. I wear them actually for various things that I belong to that are important to me. And so I purpose to have a hat that isn't just cool. It's a tool on my head that's making a statement. And so I have a lot. I brought some of my favorites here today that I tend to wear a lot. Some are more local. I know you don't all live in Eagle River, too, yet, but you can wear a hat from your place of residence also. So these are all tools. I think some of you may recognize this one. That's Sean Foyt. He's had quite a ministry. You might check him out. This is one that touches my heart a lot. Mighty Oaks. They work with soldiers that are coming home with PTSD and suicidal type stuff. And they've written some crazy books going into Afghanistan and various places without their guns. Hard to believe. Anyway, these are all tools, by the way. My favorite college, Hillsdale College, I like their hat here that says Raise the Flag. I'd encourage you to check them out online. They've got a lot of free schooling, by the way. Good stuff. And then we're getting down to my two most favorite. And my wife and I are into Flashpoint, like, a lot. We watch Flashpoint a lot. The Flashpoint Army. You might want to check them out. And one more. My Give Him 15. I like that sheet a lot. I like to proudly wear his banner. Give Him 15. And so then I had one last tool. You can just stay here. One last tool, just before we bring it back into offering. You may have some paper money in your wallet. You may have a coin in your pocket. If it's a U.S. coin or U.S. dollar, it's going to say, "In God We Trust" on it. The coins they put it on during the Civil War because they wanted to make a statement for God and what our nation's about. On the bills, they put it on the bills during the Cold War in the 50s to make a statement against communism. In God We Trust. And so I'd like you to think about when you're giving your money, tithing or whatever you're doing, yes, this money is a tool, but it says in God We Trust. I'd like you to think about that. Whenever you're using your money for whatever you do, in God we trust. And so, Father, thank you for that. Thank you for giving us the opportunity in this nation to actually put on our, make a statement on our money, Lord. In God we trust. And in God we trust as we put our tithes and offering in today, Lord. In God we trust that it's going to go to the ends of the earth if it has to, Father. That it's going to stop for the one. It's going to make a difference, Lord. It's not just about lights in a building. That's the trivial side of it, Lord. What the real meaning is lives that are going to change because in God we trust. Amen.
that we give him lordship. And that call to obedience that Audrey shared, that's what it is. I am yielding myself. I'm yielding my desires. I'm yielding my plans. I'm yielding my own purpose, my own gain. And I am crowning you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When I walked into this place this morning, the Lord brought to me Joel 3 about the multitudes standing in the valley of decision. And that is where the Western Church is. We are in a valley of decision. And this is the day of the Lord. And whether you have been walking with the Lord for 15 minutes or you have been walking with the Lord for 60 years, we are in a valley of decision. And we are either going to obey the Lamb of God or we are going to yield to our own selfish desires. And that's it. There's really no other thing there. It's one or the other. It's him or it's us. There's only two. Everything falls into those two things. And I feel the Lord in his kindness saying to us as a house and as a family, you are in the valley of decision. Will you come to me? Will you crown the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in your life? Or will you hold on to it for your own personal gain? There's a call, that beautiful, simple call, here I am. Here I am, Lord. And it's not just here I am, but here I am before I know what you're going to say. You already have my yes. Before I know what you're asking me to be obedient about, yes. I heard your name. Yes, here I am. I heard you say my name. I don't care what it is. You have my yes. That's the call of obedience. It's not like, well, I want you to do this and this and this and this. Let me think about it and pray about it and see if that works out in my timeline of life. No. That's not the call of the Lord. And so just in your heart, as we sing this next song, ask him, have I crowned you? Have I made you Lord in every area of my life? As I'm standing in the valley of decision, if you call my name, I'll answer. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, we crown you. 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 We crown you.
I have no idea how to do that. I have no I have no ambition to do that. And so we just drop by and we leave it. The very thing that God calls us to is the thing that we don't know how to do. Because if we know how to do it, we do it in our own strength. He calls us to do the impossible. Because nothing is impossible with Him. But we have to die to Christ. Really, for me, that's what it is. It's like, oh, what if I call on my case? Then it becomes about me. What if? What if? What if? And really, what I need to do is fall on my face in that moment and just say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know how to do it. I don't even know where to begin. I don't know how to start. But the minute you say, I'll do it, you start. And as those doors open, step through, keep stepping, keep going until you find you're right where you were supposed to be. So, Lord, I just lose a big yes on this house this morning. Courage. The chutzpah to say yes. To lay down our fear, to lay down our trepidation, whatever it is that would be holding us back, we lay it down, all of it, this morning. And we receive that word from you. The courage that we need to be bold to do what you're calling us to do. Thank you for partnering with us, God. Actually letting us partner with you. Thank you, Lord.
after I got saved, and I really didn't know anything, about 75 or 76, my mom was laid on her bed for 3 weeks. She couldn't hardly move because of her back. Well, she was watching the PGL Club, and I believe it was the colored guy, Ben, said, there's a woman laying in her bed in the living room. And he said, if you just reach out to the TV, you'll be healed. Well, my mom said it. She was instantly healed. And that started our whole family. Her testimony started our whole family turned towards God. Now, my mom was an intercessor in prayer. And she did vision, let's say, for me. She just, 2 o'clock in the morning, she'd have a vision of me. And immediately, she didn't know what was up, so she just got on her knees and started praying for me. Now, I want to give you a word of encouragement to the mothers. She was not praying for me at the exact time that I needed prayer. She was praying ahead. She was praying ahead. Now, sometimes she prayed, I was in trouble, and she prayed. But most of the time, when she prayed, something was coming up, and she was praying ahead of what happened to me. So, or what was going to happen, or what I had to go through. So the word of encouragement from great-great-grandma Eleanor, I can't see her, she's here, and the youngest mother here, your prayers are being heard. Daniel waited 21 days for the angels to come and answer his prayer. And we don't know God's time, his timing, or anything. You need to continue to pray. God hears your prayers.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just let the Lord know how much you appreciate getting to worship Him freely and liberty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the worship team. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I've been told that we have any particular announcements, so I guess I'll just not worry about that. We do have stuff that we put on the Facebook page, I believe, or online and stuff out in the foyer, so please check that out. And I think we have all the kids going downstairs today, so that'll be up to sixth grade. Just pray with me for our kids. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so, so much, Lord, for this younger generation, Lord, that is hungry for you, is thirsty to hear your word, Lord. Just fill them up, Lord. Fill them up today. Let the teachers be guided by you, strengthened by you, purposed by you, Lord. Let them fill them up, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. We'll meet and greet here as we get transitioned.